Congrats. Wow, what a state tournament. One-day event. Really a phenomenal year. I know I had some chats with Coach Sides out here at McCook High School when we did our little recaps of their bowling tournaments. I know Jana spoke very, very highly of you when Arapahoe and played McCook wherever you went to. So great season, and you cap it off with a state championship there at Lincoln. Feelings. I mean, you capped off a great year. Did you expect, hey, I there's a chance I can win this thing?
I always had a little feeling inside of me because freshman year I got fifth, and last year I missed out on a medal by 13 pins. I got ninth. So I always knew, like, I could do it. I just had to put in the work and everything. So I worked really hard this year going to practice and working hard at all the tournaments that we had and all the meets. So I definitely knew that if I put enough work into it, I could do it.
I take it bowling is your favorite sport.
Yes, it is.
Been doing it since just a little itty-bitty kid?
Yep, since I was 7 when we built the bowling alley in Arapahoe.
I know, that's kind of a tough thing with being closed now. So you've, to practice, you've had to kind of go elsewhere, haven't you?
Yes, we travel to Lexington twice a week for about an hour and a half.
So it takes a little road time, but you got second in the district, qualifying you for then the state meet, and talk about the day on Monday. Obviously, a lot of things went right. You felt good. I take it you love the bowling alley. I always hear about the oil and stuff like that gets on your bowling ball. I'm starting to learn more and more about, you know, terms of bowling, but everything kind of fit that day.
Yes, so there was a lot of nerves going into the day on Monday because knowing last year I didn't get a medal, so obviously I knew anything could happen. But I walked in with an open mind and just one frame at a time threw my shot, did what I could do.
I take it not as nervous this time around?
I feel like I was more nervous this time.
Wow, even with the kind of being your third year and everything, just felt a few nerves in the old stomach before going in, didn't you?
Yeah.
When did you kind of realize you had the state championship? Was a frame that you felt like after a certain frame where, you know, I got this thing, I'm going to win this thing?
I think it was down to the last moment. In the ninth frame in our second game of the finals is when it finally hit me because my opponent chopped off the 6th pin from the 10th pin, left the door open for me, and I took it with the strike in the 10th frame. So that's when I finally realized I just won the state tournament.
I'm sure you would love to have your team down there competing on Tuesday in the team portion of the state tournament, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would have. They always cheer me on, and I cheer them on at all of our tournaments. But since we go to Lexington, I'm friends with all their players, their coaches and everything. And they sent both girls and boys team and individuals up to state this year, so they were cheering behind me, and I had my own little student section full of orange instead of blue this year.
That's terrific. As we're taping this, the state, the team championships are going on in Class B. Have you been having a chance to watch it?
Yes, I'm actually watching them currently.
I've been watching a little bit, too. It's kind of fun. You were just there yesterday, and wow, what a moment. You have one more year of doing this as a senior next year. Can you come back and repeat?
That's the hope.
Yeah, that would be great. I take it in the meantime, do you other sports, or is just bowling kind of your game?
I do participate in volleyball and cheer in our school and FFA and everything, but bowling's definitely my number one sport.
I take it you try to practice as much as you can, even in the off season. You get to some place and try to practice as much as possible.
Yes, I go to a bunch of tournaments. I'm in the Nebraska Youth Bowling Partnership Tournament. They are held up in, like, around the Lincoln, Omaha area. So I bowl in all of those with a bunch of Class A and Class B schools. And then I also always go up to Lexington and practice, and I have Youth League every Sunday.
Wow. You do bowl a lot, don't you? So you put up a lot of practice time in, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So is this something you would like to do in college, possibly?
Yes, I'm currently looking at a couple colleges I have my eyes on. I came into my college search knowing I was not going to look at a college if they did not have bowling.
So, yeah, which are the are the good schools out there?
I am looking in the Kansas area. I'm looking at Ottawa University in Ottawa, Kansas, and then Baker University in Baldwin, Kansas.
Okay, so cool. You got to cut your eyes on a couple of schools, and you never know. So maybe are there any? What's the best bowling schools in Nebraska? Have you kind of researched that a little bit?
UNL definitely has a solid team. They have 3 national medalists there, so they definitely have a stacked team right now.
What's it like having your mom as your coach?
I feel like it's definitely an advantage, but sometimes it's hard because sometimes I really don't want to listen to her just because we think so much alike. But I definitely take pride in it because she's always there supporting me as my coach and as my mom.
So next year you feel like you can get the entire team. You think with people coming back, maybe some new faces, you feel like you can get the girls' team as the whole team, get them to have a chance to compete for a team trophy.
We only lose 2 this year off of our girls' team. I'm not quite sure about how many girls are going to come in from the next year's freshman class and maybe just some others throughout our high school already. But I think that we definitely have a solid team again for next year. We definitely had our little upset in districts this year, but I think we're going to take that and it lit a little fire inside of all of us. So we're going to come back to districts next year better than ever and then hopefully go to the state tournament.
Well, I think you would agree, Lowen, this is a sport that's really taken off and getting, it's all, you know, bowling, it's always been popular, but as far as high school ranks, it has really taken off, isn't it?
Yes, it's really growing all around the state, getting recognized finally for girls and boys high school bowling.